I want to involve Amina and Alfonso just by asking very quickly for each of you, why did you get involved with ceasefire? Alfonso?
Trying to stop y'all from shooting each other, fighting up our block. When I'm trying to say, doing activity that I'm not allowed to do. But they used to interfere when they march, you know, stop the violence. So about a year went along, he came back and asked me, do I want a job? I told him, yeah. He said, you do with this, with the drugs. I said, I've been marching with y'all for the longest since the day you talked to me. He said, you might have changed it. So he took a chance. That's what it's all about, taking a chance. So he took a chance with me. I went out there and performed the best way I can, stopping violence on the front end. And on the front end, it's really dangerous. The only police come afterwards. We right there in the mix. Because this is our neighborhood that we come from. We know this neighborhood. We know the individual we're going to be shooting, what time they get drunk, what time they getting up in the morning, you know. And it's venue because you got the women's fight, about the guys, fighting about the girls, the Marines, who calls up the best. So we have to be out there all night sometimes. And if we be out there, we have to talk to other violence interrupters because there might be someone else from another neighborhood. I might not know them as well, but I know people in my neighborhood. So we have to talk to each and everybody, you know, call him, the other violence interrupter, the outreach worker, because she might know the person. You know, that's how we go along with doing it, you know. It's hard, but it's, you know, you got to have, you got to believe the work that you're doing. You got to love, you got to, you know, just like it. Because it's your community, these are your kids, these are your nieces, your nephews. These are the ones out here in the Quran. You know, they don't have a job experience. They feel like they left alone. So that's the only thing they can do is holler back out, shoot one another. It's not gangs no more like they used to be in the city of Chicago. It's cliques. That's even worse. Because you got this group, this group, this group, and all of them came from the same fraction. Used to be a part of this organization, used to be a big one, but now they broke all the pieces. So when you get them like that, we fighting a battle. And the battle, you know, it's going to be hard, but you got to get the right people. You got to take that chance. Whoever got an organization, y'all have to take the chance to hire people like me. Have people like the other violence interrupt the outreach workers. You have to take that chance. You know, it's, you know, we, the more we have our meetings at with Mr. Terrell Hardeman, it's a number, the numbers are we to fight against each other. Now we're all together. You know, we still have big ones, but we get over it. You're gonna have that. But we got one, you know, we just one mission, stop the violence. Now if you still in it, get away, go on about your bed.
Amina, what pulled you in?
Good morning. I was doing social services, and it was a conflict at one of the schools in the southwest side of Chicago, in the Inglewood area. And like Frank spoke about, it's, you know, the credibility of the streets and people that I know and my family that I was birthed into. This young man was about 15 years old, and he was fighting against another group that was, they were about 15, 16 as well. And Jim's shoes was stolen, so the next day, he was going back there, and he was going back there to kill the guys. And the mother...
Are you saying he was going to go kill someone over Jim's shoes?
Over some Jim's shoes. Yeah. Over some Jim's shoes. And for them, it's like, you know, it's the Jim's shoes, but it's, you know, you punked me. You know, you punked me, you took something, and it was a fight. But the young man got kicked out of school because he fought the group, but the group didn't get kicked out too. So it was a lot of egos going on and little kids' egos. So I got a phone call from one of the violence interrupters that was working and asked me to make a phone call. And I made that phone call, and I knew nothing about this little kid. I knew nothing about his family, but, you know, in the streets as well as family-wise, there's somebody that knows someone that knows someone. And lo and behold, 15 minutes into me getting that phone call, we drove down on the little boy. At first, he thought I was the police. You know, he didn't want to get in the car. And then at first, he thought I was going to kill him because there's a lot of other stuff going on. And we got him to think of things a little different. His mom really wanted to get him out of town so he can, you know, change his mindset. So we got them to calm down. The end result is the younger brother is still continuing in the school with the guys that stole the gym shoes. And they're getting along. It's not as vital as before. You know, they mouth off a little bit, and sometimes that'll cause some tension. But, you know, I got involved with Ceasefire because I knew, like Frank was saying, the terror that I caused in, you know, in life before. And it wasn't a pretty picture. And I didn't know any better, so I didn't do any better. I didn't see that it was, I didn't see education. I didn't see anything, college. I didn't even think that I was going to live past 20, you know, because that was the society that we lived in. And as I started raising my thinking, as I started moving around, and I was really blessed to get out of the neighborhood, I started seeing that there was a downtown Chicago, because the kids that we work with and the youth that we worked with, they've never been, and they may live maybe about 7-8 miles from downtown, and because of safety issues, they can't get out of that community, as well as, you know, financial issues or whatever. I got out of town, so I started seeing things different, and that's why people know and look at me like, man, if Amina can do it, you know, there must be something. I'm not saying that if they may say if Amina can do it. They're not there. They'll listen. You know, they'll listen to reason of not wanting to commit a homicide or wanting to get into school. It'll take a minute. It'll take a little bit of myself, you know, coercing them, giving them encouragement, giving them hope. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I got back. Because, like Swain said, like Alfonso said, I love what we do, you know, and it's very important to love. And I heard questions about police. Are we, you know, in tune? Do we communicate with the police? Our job as violence interrupters is prevention and intervention. You know, our goal is not to have our brothers and sisters arrested doing 20 life. Our goal is to get in their heads and that time, you know, to get in their heads and say, look, you know I was off the streets for a while. And you know why I was off the streets for a while. And it's worse now. We get the stats. Candace was speaking about how the police gives daily stats. Violence interrupters, we already know. It's just really actually confirmation to administration on what's, because we're on it. If there's a shooting, and this happens all the time, if there's a shooting on the shots fired or a body drop or whatever, we already know, and we know why. But if the police is on the scene, we back, go under, and find out really why. Because 9 times out of 10, it's about a girl, it's about a guy, it's about shut up, you stepped on my shoes. And it's also about sometimes 20, 30, 40 year wars that these kids don't know nothing about, and it's twisted up and turned around, and it's crazy. So we know the truths of what happened back then, and we try to give them the education of why that war started, and now that war is finished with. Why you want to bring it back up? You know, as a violence interrupter, and I'm one of 2 violence interrupters in Chicago, and I work with a population of both male and females. I think it's harder speaking with my sisters, maybe white, black, Latino, because, you know, that we're dealing with a whole bunch of other energies going on, And, you know, it's like from 1 to 10 in 8.6 minus seconds. So to get them to settle it down, because it's not about personal. They'll call uncle, they'll call brother, they'll call cousin, they'll call people from out of town, get a war started from it to Milwaukee. They'll get stuff started on the west side, all because of a boy, whatever, or a girl stepped on my shoes or whatever. So Candace asked me why. That's why. Dealing with the gentleman asked about is violence interrupters the same or different as outreach workers? We're different. However, we work closely together. And a violence interrupter role, if there's a brother or sister that they just come home from the penitentiary doing a bit, or they're ready, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're saying, look, Amina, give me something, then we'll refer them to the outreach. We're not speaking about the gunners. We're not speaking about the dope boys, the bangers. We're still working with them. We're still engaging them into activities that we do have, like baseball games. We're dealing with 18-year-olds, 15-year-olds that have never been to baseball, basketball, hockey games, nothing. So we give them that. We give them hope and nurture their mindsets to think about school, think about asking that question about a job, or asking and humbling themselves to say, I don't know how to write a resume, or I don't know what to wear on an interview, because the girls are so used to wearing what they wear, the giddy girls, and the boys are used to, you know, down to their knees, and, you know, so they can come and say, you know what, Amina, Fonzo, we need some help in learning how to do what you guys do, far as not the job, but thinking and dressing and going and standing in front of Candace, or you guys. So we refer guys and girls to outreach for GEDs, education ready, different things like that. So that's why I am a violence interrupter.
I have to apologize for not bringing more enthusiastic staff with me. Next time, I'll do better. You know.